Bracha, we have reached the final concluding pasuk of Tfilah Moshe Shilukim, a capital Tehillim in which Moshe Rabbeinu is describing both the greatness of Klal Yisrael and the challenges that we have to recognize that we are up against and use as a way to grow. So the opening words were Ish Elokim, that's what we are. Ish, we're living in the physical world. Like he describes, the physical life goes very quickly. If you don't take advantage of it before you know it, it's gone. Life has flown by, whatever has grown has dried up. But Adarabba, in the short period of time that we're in this world, 100 years is very short compared to eternity. We have an opportunity to take advantage of it. Together with that, we have the Yisurim, we have different sorrows that we go through. Those are also not reasons for us to just close down. Those are set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to show Him that we are with Him. And with the koiches we have, we continue onwards. We show Hashem, we have Imuna, we have Bitochen, and we'll do what we can according to our koiches. There's so many Yeshuas that individuals in Klal Yisrael have seen with this attitude. It says that a person is not well. It says, Ruach ish yechalkel machaleyu. Person's in good spirits, that will bring him the refuah. Because the only way one can be in good spirits when he's not feeling well is to recognize that this is from Hashem, and Hashem is with him and guiding him the entire time. And the final pasuk, the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which historically was said when they started using the Mishkan, but it's nogeh to every person in his own life. V'yinoyem Hashem Elokeinu aleinu. The sweetness, the exalted feeling of being with Hashem should take effect upon us. It should be part of us. We should always feel how uplifted we are to be the nation in which Hashem is Mashrei Shechina upon. It was Mashrei Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash now. But Belev Kol Echad VeEchad is also a type of Beis HaMikdash. And that Hashem is Mashrei Shechina. And he explains it a little bit more within the Bakosha by saying, "Umaise yodeinu koinenu aleinu." The work of our hands, the things we do, koinenu aleinu, should make us a support. A ken is a support for something else. It should make us a support for umaise yodeinu. What does it mean? So the Malbim explains. If you build a house, you have the house, you don't become a support from the house. A house is an independent entity, it doesn't affect you. It's something you could use. But the Maisim Toivim we do, the person does a chesed, it's not only that he uses his body to do a chesed, transforms his body to be a higher level of a body that does chesed, a body that is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a body that brought out the Tzelem Elokim, a body that is guided by the Neshama HaKadosh. So a Maisi Adayim, when Mespal should be the type of Maisi Adayim, that transform us to be the support for the greatness, which is much greater than the body, the greatness in the Shema, the chesed b'li gvul, the chesed without boundaries, eternal chesed that comes to us when we are misnag with our chesed, when we learn Torah, we become a support to the Torah HaKadosh. It affects ourselves, it affects the way we think, affects our value system. That's a tefillah. To recognize Ish Elokim means that each one of us are living in the physical world, but our goal is to transform the physical world to be the world of Elokim and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our eyes, our lives, and transform ourselves to be God-like people. There's no get with the way we behave to our family and the people around us, the way our tefillahs, we take our tefillahs seriously, understand the tremendous power of our tefillahs, in which we connect our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave our Torah, in which our mind is involved in understanding the Ratzon Hashem, which is revealed through the Torah. Umaisa yodeinu koineneu. Umaisa yodeinu koineneu. This is a repetition of the idea. You know, saying that we should not only just be a support for the goodness, it should be a support, Kaba Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. And the goodness we do should bring down the Asherah Shechina, not only in ourselves, bring it down the entire world. We should be zeichah to that. To appreciate our greatness, take advantage of it, feel good in any matzav, be mekabel the matzah, be ava, whatever it is. If it's good, thank Hashem, and if it's hard, accept it, and in the future, always turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mirz Hashem, make ourselves the type of ish that Hashem wants to mashra his shechina upon, connect to eternally, for goodness in this world and the world to come.